Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Put on the whole armor of God. Why? Why? I'm seated with him in heavenly places. Why? I'm saved. Why? I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Why I need the whole armor? Why do I need the whole toolbox? I'm raised up together with him. Amen. Glory. Amen. I'm walking in the Spirit. That you may be able. Capable. That you may be able means to have power, to be capable, to be strong and powerful. That you may be able to stand. God gives you his armor so that you're capable of standing against what is coming against you. How many of you know some stuff can come against you? How many of you know you can have some bad things happen in your life? How many of you know some things can turn out not the way you planned them? And some things come against you to destroy you, to steal, kill, destroy from you. That's the devil. He said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So, even though I'm seated with him in heavenly places, even though my name is written in heaven, even though I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, I still need the armor, because not only do I have wealth, not only am I learning how to walk, but I also have to realize that I have a warfare that I'm engaged in whether I want to be or not. You're in the army of the Lord whether you want to be or not. Look at somebody and say, "I'm a soldier of Christ." Are you a good soldier or a bad one? Difference between a good soldier and a bad soldier, a good soldier been trained. Know how to follow orders. Know how to get the job done. Bad soldier don't care. Bad soldier just do enough just to get by. But a good soldier, they with the mission. They for the vision. They for accomplishing the task. They don't care how difficult it get. We got an assignment. Our job is to do what we've been commanded. Good soldier. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, what are the wiles of the devil? The wiles of the devil mean strategies, tricks, the craftiness, sneakiness, cleverly designed schemes. It means the schemes, the traps, and the tricks of the devil. Actually, the word wiles can be summarized in one word, the deceptive tactics of the devil. Because the devil can't really work in your life unless he can deceive you, unless he can fool you, unless he can make you think one way, unless he can make you think wrong. Have you calling good evil and evil good? If he have you accepting things that are not pleasing to God, but you accept them as pleasing to yourself. It's when you take sides against God. Instead of you standing for God and standing with God, you begin to take a stand against God. When you are deceived, you start standing against God. When you are clothed in the full armor of God, the devil cannot deceive you and make you think something when it's really not that at all. Or make you believe something that you shouldn't believe. You see, when you have the armor of God on, you become very difficult to fool, to trick. You're able to recognize Satan's strategies and his schemes to pull you into darkness. That's what Satan wants to do. Satan wants you, you're a believer, seated with Christ in heavenly places, but he wants you to stand against God in how you live, in how you think. He wants you to begin to oppose God's will for your life, even though you're in the family, And when you do that, then you're in rebellion, right? That means you rebel against authority. I don't want your way. That's what happened to the prodigal son. I don't want to sleep in your bed. I don't want to eat at your table. I don't want your paycheck. I want my stuff, and I'm gone. And he left. He rebelled. And he went out, and he wasted everything, and he had to come to himself, and he realized that he was dying of hunger. And he said, even servants in my father's house got more food to eat and plenty, plenty to spare. They got leftovers, and I'm dying of hunger out here. I'm going back to my father's house. And see, he thought the father was going to put him down, and the father gave him a royal welcome. Right? So the devil has strategies against your life. He's scheming against you all the time. He's just watching you. He's looking at your mannerism. He's studying you. He's watching you. You know, we know this is true because when God asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And then the devil replied and say, yeah. He said, but you got a hedge all the way around him. That meant that Satan had looked and he saw that there was no opening for him to get at Job. He said, yeah, you got a hedge around him. That means he had considered him. That means that he had been studied Job. He had looked for opportunity to oppress Job, and he couldn't get in because there was a hedge around him. So Satan will study your life and then come up with a strategy and a scheme to deceive you, because the only way that he can dominate your life, he got to fool you. He got to trick you. He got to get you to believe a lie. That's what deception is when you believe a lie, when you believe something is true and is not true. And in the society that we're living in now, there's much deception out there, because now same-sex marriage, and they say now that's normal. They want you to believe that and accept that. I'm telling you, that ain't normal. God didn't create it that way. Jesus said from the beginning he created male and female. Now you got men saying they're women and women saying they're men. I'm going to tell you, it's not so in heaven. Ain't nobody in heaven changing their sex. They might not even have a sex up there, but I'll tell you what, they ain't changing whatever it is. Amen. I don't want to be this no more. I met a young lady that came over here the other day, and I listened to her last name, and I know somebody by that last name. I say, do you know so-and-so? She said, yeah, that's my husband. She said, but that ain't his name no more. His name is, and gave me a feminine name. I said, what? They married. About 5 years ago, we came in agreement that he always wanted to live like that, so he changed. I said, well, since he didn't change, he won't be a woman. Is he looking for a man now? No, he's content to live with me.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
CC, who is Jesus Christ to you?
He is the Lord of my life.